You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Kimberly Adams.
Apple's latest operating system, iOS 16, includes a new feature called Safety Check. It's a resource aimed at giving people in abusive relationships better ability to control or regain control of their privacy and communications. Many criticized Apple after the rollout of its AirTag technology last year, warning it was being used to aid abusers in tracking and stalking their targets. Erica Olson is director of the Safety Net Project at the National Network to End Domestic Violence. She explained how Apple's Safety Check works.
It can allow somebody to completely do an emergency reset. And that would immediately disconnect all sharing. It would stop sharing location. It would reset privacy permissions. It protects access to messages. If the abuser had previous access to somebody's iCloud, to their device itself, and there was existing sharing happening with those accounts and devices, then they can use that feature to immediately disconnect and stop the person from having any of that access.
Can you walk me through how you imagine someone using the safety check feature if they are in danger?
There's often a conversation about when to do something like this, when to cut off access, because for some survivors, it might not be the safest thing to do that immediately, because abusers can react and may escalate their tactics of abuse if they've lost some form of control. And for some survivors, they're going to start at that place of using the option and the functionality within Safety Check to assess who has access and where they're sharing their information and kind of go through that on an individual basis. And other people may be in the stage where they are trying to escape and get away from somebody and immediately cut all ties.
How, moving forward, as we move more into the space of Internet of Things, are you thinking about your strategy to help people who are in these intimate abusive relationships?
So the ways that information is gathered, collected, and then available online that we are not even interacting with, so the existence of data brokers, for example, that is a consistent concern. The Internet of Things, that is an evolving space that we are looking at. So there's a lot of technology that includes the sharing of accounts and then also the sharing of information that we are focused on.
Erica Olson is director of the Safety Net Project at the National Network to End Domestic Violence. If you or someone you know is experiencing an abusive relationship, you can call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-7233. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.